the fact that we're talking about it, I think, is the big positive we can take, and it keeps this topic on the table, and it makes people address how do we want to get around in this country.
Do you think enough's being done in London? We've got things like cycle superhighways, the policy's moving towards segregation. I mean, do you think enough is being done fast enough by the mayor, HGV bans and the like? You've commented about that before.
I think the mayor of London and his appointment of Andrew Gilligan, they're probably doing more than anybody else. Nobody else has pledged £1 billion. It's setting themselves targets, putting proper resource behind it and measuring the progress, not even the government. So I think we've got to be careful not to shoot the good guys here. But because they are very visible, of course, when it goes wrong and it's not working out, everybody's going to shoot at them. And I think that's not a great state of affairs. Cycling superhighways, the design in some cases hasn't moved as quickly as it could, perhaps, and you find in fault. But those will be fixed. These things take infrastructure, just takes time. As regarding HGVs, I think it's about 60% of European cities have some restrictions on HGV movement. I don't really like to call it a ban, because we need these things. It's a management of their movements. It's proven to work. It's used in Paris. It's used in Dublin very effectively. It was discussed 8 months ago with the mayor's office, and we haven't seen any movement. So that, of course, is disappointing. But I am largely a fan of what they're trying to do.
Is it a concern, this policy gap that was mentioned in the meeting there, that obviously the popularity of cycling, due to people like yourself, it's really increased, but the infrastructure's not there on the roads? I mean, is that a bone of contention, that there is this policy gap, public policy?
Well, it's a bit of a scary thing, and I've said this many times in the last few days, but we're talking culture change here and how we move about, and you have to ask yourself, how do we want people to travel? In other parts of Europe, they've said, right, we want walking and cycling to be our preferred means of transport. And when you say that at a governmental level, that means you have to legislate, you have to change your infrastructure to accommodate that. That's a big thing, and it's going to cause friction. So it's scary at the moment on a political level. But the political will, we had some great statements from the Prime Minister saying we're going to be a cycling nation to rival any in Europe, but the resource to back that up isn't there yet at all, and they don't want to have set targets, which I've never met a single business that doesn't set targets and have metrics in place to measure progress. So there's work to be done, but we're on the right track. It's just painfully slow.